From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Have you ever heard of the American Customer Satisfaction Index? The ASCI measures how customers feel about a whole bunch of companies that provide goods and services around the country. And this month's survey put one industry in an unfortunate spot when it came to customer satisfaction. No, not the media, the country's internet service providers. So where exactly did ISPs land in the national survey? Let's ask Susan Crawford at the Benjamin Cardozo School of Law in New York.
The very bottom of the list of this nationwide, very serious survey of consumers, way behind life insurance and banks and even federal government agencies.
Somehow, I think you might help us solve the mystery of why.
Well, what people should understand is that the very large companies that have divided up the markets for high-speed internet access in America are under no particular competitive pressure to act like competitive businesses, so they just don't. People don't get responses to their customer service calls, apparently, and they're unhappy with the limited choice they have, and they're just plain old dissatisfied. There's no reason why these companies would change their behavior.
This is a drum that you've been beating for a while here. What's the latest state of play?
The status quo is doing extremely well in America when it comes to high-speed internet access. So far, there doesn't seem to be much activity on the federal level to do anything about this. What's very exciting is that cities have gotten fed up with the situation on the ground, and more mayors are making the decision to ensure that they've got really inexpensive, high-quality fiber running to their businesses and homes. And that's going to provide the tipping point for America.
I'll dial down my Time Warner customer rage for a moment and ask, what are their challenges? What is standing in their way to working towards the top of this customer satisfaction list instead of the very bottom?
They would say, look, we're deploying our capital in sending dividends and buybacks to our shareholders. We are maximizing shareholder value. Don't punish us for it. In fact, buy our stock. That's their answer. It is expensive to provide a lot of customer service, and because they don't face real competition, it's not in their interest to improve it. They're probably hoping that people don't notice this survey.
Susan Crawford is the author of Captive Audience, The Telecom Industry and Monopoly Power in the New Gilded Age. Susan, thank you.
Thank you for having me.